welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in the mixture of everything good in Jewish music. The first hour is the mix, and the second hour is Chazonis. And thank you so much for joining with me. As I mentioned in the first hour, it's the 17th Yahrzeit of Reb Shlomo Kaulbach, and we played some of his recordings. And those of you who have never been to the Kaulbach Shul on West 79th Street, particularly on a Friday night, it's really something. And anybody here in the area who would like to join me some Friday night, I would love to go with you, and it's quite an experience. Well, speaking of quite an experience, I am just so happy today. Why? Well, this morning was the bris of my grandson, Eli Chaim Bernhout. And it was in Teaneck at the B'nai Yeshurun, Rabbi Pruzansky's shul. And I was just so pleased, my son and my daughter-in-law, my son Sam and my daughter-in-law Shani, they proud parents, and this is a proud grandfather, and Shani's brother Gil and Tammy and sister Hila came from Israel, and it was just the most delightful event. It's just nice to be together for a simcha. You know, there's so many crazy things going on in the world, but when you see that little child, gives you a lot of hope, and hope for the future, certainly. So if you'll allow me, I know the second hour is Chazonis, but I just am going to play one or two selections in honor of Eli Chaim Bernhout. First, we're going to start with a classic Sam, and Shani, I know you'll like this. This is from the Megama, or the Megama duo. It's called That's My Boy.
That's my boy, that's my little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's my boy. 8 days old, only 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, with his tallis and his tefillin, that's my boy. Just 13, he's just 13. Now he's reading from the Torah, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy. Now he's underneath the chuppah, that's my boy. So very young, so very young, with his bride, his wedding ring, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's his boy, that's his little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's his boy. 8 days old, just 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel, that's his boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm.
The Megama Duo, Moshe Yes and Shalom Levine. I was listening to that. I was reminiscing that in 1980, when I was at Seton Hall University, I got a call from my friend Larry Gordon, and he says, I want to bring two fellas to the studio and have you debut an album that just came out. And it was Moshe Yes and Shalom Levine, and we played that recording, and it was just so touching. Wow, 31 years ago, and it was so sad that Moshe Yes passed away earlier this year. Well, Sam and Shani and family, one more selection in honor of our dear, dear Eli Chaim Bernhout, and it's certainly appropriate. It's a selection that we sing on, it's a prayer on very happy events, and this is a recording by a dear friend, cantor Yossi Malavani.
Yemanu vehigyanu lazman hazeh Sheyechayanu vekiyemanu vehigyanu lazman hazeh Lazman hazeh Lazman naze, lazman naze, haze. Lazman naze, lazman naze, lazman naze, lazman naze.
Yes, we thank God for being alive at this very happy moment. And Dina and Richard and Joni and Beth, I hope you were all listening. By the way, Sam, you may not know this, but Grandma Evelyn loved this particular selection of Shehechiyonu. And over the years, if those who have listened to my program for the 33 years that I've been on, every once in a while you would hear me dedicate to Evelyn Perlmutter, my dear mother. She was just the most wonderful, wonderful woman. Okay, so it's time now for the Chazanis. And again, thank you all for your good wishes. And if you can't tell it, I'm just beaming. I'm just so happy, just so happy. And I know that the whole family is also. Okay, it's time to get on to the Chazanah section, and we're going to start with two selections of a favorite cantor of mine. You know, everybody asks me, who's your favorite? And I'm always reluctant to say, I don't have one favorite. I have many, many favorites. And of course, there's always the obvious ones, the ones that you have to include. But Arla Diamond, Julian, you know that Arla is a favorite. By the way, I found a record, which I'm having recorded professionally, of Arla Diamond, and hopefully in the next week or two, I'll play it. It's never been played. Never been played on any program before. I'm looking forward to that. But let's hear Ribon HaOlamim, and this is Arla Diamond.
Ribon, Ribon, Oh.
Okay, Julian, I know you enjoyed that. Okay, I didn't introduce then a second selection of Arla Diamond. That was, of course, Shamar Yisrael. The next recording that we'll be hearing is by Israel Shor. Israel Shor was born in 1886. He died in 1935, and he was a composer who composed several selections that other cantors made famous. In particular, he's the composer of Shei Bona Beis Hamikdash that Moshe and David Kusevitzky and Moshe Oysher sang, and Lefichoch Anachnu Chayovim, which Label Waldman sang in his repertoire. Let's hear Israel Shor, the composer of Lefichoch Anachnu, singing that particular selection. Israel Shor. was Israel Shor singing his composition of Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim. Well, a few weeks ago, you heard me play several recordings from a concert from 1988. It was put on by the American Society for Jewish Music, and it was celebrating 60 years in the cantorate of Moshe Gantshoff. And I would like to play two selections from that concert. The first is Alberto Abe Mizrahi, you know, cantor Mizrahi, really a fine cantor, singing a Gantshoff composition, which is Habet. So let's see, 88 was 23 years ago. So let's see, I would imagine that Alberto was in his early 40s at the time. So let's hear Habet.
Love.
Bravo. Okay, that was Alberto Abe Mizrahi, and that was from a live concert in 1988. And I'm noticing that in this next selection, we're going to hear a choir joining, and in the notes it says, the New York Jewish Choral Ensemble and Danny Gildar at the piano. Now, what is the New York Jewish Choral Ensemble? I keep saying we got to have a choir. Maybe there's a secret choir around someplace. I don't know. We got to get that choir going. Yes, there's a few good ones, but I want one like as we were mentioning in the first hour, the Johannesburg some of the really interesting cantors. Choirs that are around the world, but not here in this country. I don't understand it. Okay, the next selection, again, you know, there's nothing like something from a live performance. It has a whole different kind of attention that you don't feel with a recording in the studio. And that's why there's that underground that exists. I'm not really much part of it, of live davenings. Although there are a couple that are not on Shabbos, which I will be playing in the near future. This next selection is from the Slichus, which was just a month or two ago, B'motzoe Menucha. It's a composition by Joshua Abras, A-B-R-A-S-S, Abras. Again, it's cantor Alberto Mizrahi, and he's accompanied by the New York Jewish Choir Ensemble. So this should be interesting. Yes.
Oh!
Roberto Mizrahi, 1988, sponsored by the American Society for Jewish Music, the ASJM. Okay, a couple of announcements. There are three events that you should have in mind. First of all, this coming Thanksgiving weekend at the Hampton Synagogue, Cantor Nathaniel Hershtick and Cantor Yossi Malavani with the Hampton Synagogue Choir and the Manhattan Chamber Society 21-piece orchestra. How about that? That's the concert on Saturday, Motzei Shabbos, November 26th at 8:30. So if you're going to be out in the Hamptons, Julian, I guess you'd probably be there. It's Nathaniel Hershtick and Yossi Malavani. And then just a week or so after that, on December 3rd, you don't want to miss this wonderful concert that's going to be at the Park East Synagogue. Their cantor, Itchamir Helfgott, and Chaim Adler. Chaim Adler, who is the chief cantor at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim. He's just wonderful. We're going to play a selection of his I'll tell you about in a second, but let me give you a heads up about December 24th, which is Xmas Eve. Christmas Eve, okay? That's Motzei Shabbos at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. There will be a Hanukkah Kumsitz Malava Malka. How about that? Is that a mouthful? There will be latkes and a lot of other food. And Danny Gildar will be at the piano. I'm going to be the MC. Zevi Muller, the chazan of the shul, will be there, and assorted other cantors and would-be cantors. And, you know, over the year or so since our last, well, less than a year, I keep getting requests. You know, I'm not running concerts, but I always say, listen, if you want to come and be heard, come to the Kumsitz, and I'll let me know that you'll be there, and I'll make sure you get a shot. So this is your big chance, December 24th. Put that on your calendar. Okay, December 3rd, it's Chaim Adler together with Helfgott. This Thanksgiving weekend, it's Hershtick and Malavani. And if you've never been to one of my... pardon me for saying this. If you've never been to one of my Kumsitzes, guaranteed fun, guaranteed fun. And... I look forward to greeting you there. Okay, what do we have here? We next have some interesting selections. Those of you who followed my particular career know that I started running concerts in 1972. Then I ran four annual concerts in New Brunswick at the State Theater. And it's if you read the biography on the homepage, it tells you the whole story, so I won't bore you with it right now. But that's where I first had my shot at concerts, putting them on, and of course the involvement with Cantor's World. But I also attended, I always try to attend concerts to get a sense of what's going on. Sometimes I'm surprised I hear someone new. And it's good to know what's going on out there. So this was a concert at the Talmud Torah Flatbush on February of 1993. 18 years ago. And I went to almost all the concerts at the Talmud Torah Flatbush. They were really good. And this is Chaim Adler 18 years ago. He was probably just around 50 years old at the time. And we were mentioning Genshoff before. Alberto Mizrahi was at a Genshoff concert in 1988. This is a Genshoff composition of Ritzei. And again, this will be Chaim Adler. I guess he was a little over 50 years old at the time. Shem Elokeinu
Thank you. Tau Hadushem.
Chaim Adler with Ritzei, and you can hear him, as mentioned, at the December 3rd concert at the Parkey Synagogue together with Shamira Helfgott. Again, Malavani and Nathaniel Herstick are on the Thanksgiving at the Hampton Synagogue. And December 24th, the Kumsitz. In the background, I'm just going to go off with a selection from the Village Gate, 1978. Yes, this is the 17th Yahrzeit of the great Shlomo Kalbach. So those of you who are Chazonist lovers, I know you won't mind my ending with this dedication to his memory. Thanks for joining with me, everyone, and I look forward to having you join me again next week. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Thanks for joining with me.
Oh, man. esso einai el eorim meiain meiain yo.
Just humming.